All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? Do you guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars?
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, a t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseballs, the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseballs, the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
Baseballs, the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Start the show.
Why do I gotta start the show?
Why do I always gotta start it?
Because it's Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
I started episode 78, Third Time's a Charm on XM Satellite Radio.
You did?
Just the other day.
Fucking hell, start it.
Why are you squatting in front of the mic?
Because I plan on putting a chair here in the near future and eating my dinner.
So there you go. He wants to make sure that it's at the proper height. It's
into
so,
the microphone.
It's so awesome, the professional levels to which we aspire.
We do aspire to professional levels, sir.
Yeah, do we?
Nothing but professional out of this show.
Uh-huh.
You heard episode 78. It was very professional.
Prostitute is the closest that we
can. No, come on. That show was well put together. We were well prepared.
It sounded good to me.
It sounded great to me.
How was the chat room that we have now instead of the message boards?
It was good. People were saying good things.
Yeah?
Yeah, there were some people trying to be wise asses in there, but you know the geek fan club, they were like defending you guys if anybody said anything. There was one guy who said something about turtles and he was trying to disrupt, saying that he was a turtle banger and all that stuff.
I like turtles.
It could have been anybody, but yeah. But they did a good job.
Good.
It's one hell of a pack you guys got.
Now let me ask, what happens with this chat room? Does it always stay open?
Oh, yeah, it's always there.
But does there anyone actually go in it?
I go in every once in a while.
I pop in once in a blue moon.
Are you alone when you go in?
Usually. But we can use it for events like this and we
right.
can
Right. Well, I like the events idea. There. But is there no sort of controlled message board type of thing?
No, there's no controlled message board.
You've never been to the site, have you?
No, not at all.
I've been there.
No, you haven't.
I don't even think he's registered on
I
there.
I saw...
You're
I
not
saw...
registered on the site.
That's
a good point, Matt. Just do me a favor. Stop talking, and if you're at home, go to the site, bigkevsgeekstuff.com, and register a username so you, too, unlike Kevin, can talk about the show, leave your comments, and give Matt your feedback on his daily blog.
And if for some reason you don't, you register and you don't get your password, check your spam folder, because I'm pretty positive that's where it's ending up. And if you still don't get it, let me know and I'll fix it for you.
Leave him alone.
I'll prove right now I've been to the site.
What's that?
Did you know BigKevsGeekStuff.com? Do you know if you go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and you click on the Alpha Graphics banner at the top of the page and fill out the information, you too could win an iPod Shuffle?
Wow.
We're still giving them away.
I know. We have a couple more.
We do. We have more.
We gave out two.
Right, two on the XM Satellite show Radio.
On mm-hmm. October 13th.
Live.
And I think what's the game plan? We've got...
Okay, when you see the posting date for this episode, episode 79, when you see the posting date 2 weeks from that posting date, everyone who has signed up within 2 weeks of that posting date, they will be eligible for the next iPod Shuffle drawing. Now, that also includes the people who have previously registered and did not win, all the way up and through and including the people who register between now and the 2 weeks... of the posting date of episode 79, a quick one. What was the Who title? There's
know.
A Who album.
We can't just go with Who albums.
Why?
We always go with Who albums.
We have never named an episode after a Who album.
We certainly have when the new Who album came out
last
year.
Oh, we did? We called it the name of the...
Whatever the name of the album was
at the time. I don't think you're right, sir.
I think I'm completely... Oh, did we name it after a song, perhaps?
We may have named it after a song.
Okay. That's close enough.
Anyway,
episode 79, a quick one.
Well, what this means is if you've submitted your entry already to the iPod contest and you haven't won, there's no need to resubmit it again because some dude submitted like six times.
Well, that being said...
With the same email address.
That being said, if you haven't submitted, you should go over right now to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Check out our sponsor, Alpha Graphics of Montclair. Check out their banner, click on it, fill out the information, and you will be entered into the giveaway. Alpha Graphics of Montclair, by the way, print anything, send it anywhere.
There you go.
Business cards, letterheads. They do everything. Large format printing, like posters. They do all of our promotional
stuff. Hey, I hear we're doing a show tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, just saying.
We have to talk about the sponsor,
we're
stupid.
We're doing a show?
I understand we have to talk about the sponsor. I support the sponsor
do
wholeheartedly.
You? If I sit here for 10 minutes and talk about the sponsor, I haven't talked enough.
Okay.
So when I'm done talking about the sponsor, I'll cue you.
Oh, okay.
That you can move on. All right, I'm done now. Put your headphones back on, you big fucking baby.
All right. So, yeah, support Alpha Graphics. They support us.
It's
we love
Alpha
them.
Graphics of Montclair. Right.
You'll see the banner on the website. You but let's talk about the news.
WePrintFast.com.
All right. The news?
You know they do large format printing.
So you've said.
Like you can print posters and big things. They so mount them, laminate them.
Go ahead.
I got nothing.
Wait, it hasn't been 10 minutes yet, sir.
I'm just saying. I just think it's important that we, you know... Let everyone know that we have a great sponsor that does great work.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. You let me know when it's my turn to go, and I'll start the show. Can I go now? Thank you. All right, so some
you
Star Trek
updates. You know
they print
DVDs, too.
Yes, some Star Trek updates.
DVDs? They do the printing right
We gave a couple of bits of information in episode 78, Third Time's a Charm, on XM Satellite Radio.
Okay.
We said who we heard Sulu was going to be and who we heard Scotty was going to be. Simon Pegg, obviously, as Scotty, and John Harold from Harold and Kumar as Sulu. This week, it would seem that... McCoy, Mr. McCoy, Leonard McCoy.
Dr. McCoy.
Dr. McCoy. Carl Urban, who you may have seen in The Bourne Supremacy, Lord of the Rings,
Are you
and
kidding?
Some other stuff. Nope.
Carl Urban? How about most recently Pathfinder?
Yes, he was the lead in Pathfinder, yes.
And wasn't he in Lord of the Rings?
He was. But who was he in Lord of the Rings?
Theoden's nephew.
Theoden's nephew, yes.
I can't remember who he was.
So that's
the horse rider guy. What is a man and an elf and a dwarf doing in the Riddermark? That's
nope.
not Faramir.
No, it's not
fantastic.
Faramir, silly goose.
Duckhead.
All right, so Carl Urban playing Dr. McCoy. Bones,
really?
If you will.
He was the heavy in the Chronicles of Riddick also.
Aomer. There you go.
Is it Aomer?
I think it is. Wow.
I thought that was the chick.
No, that's Eowyn, I believe.
Oh.
Fantastic. From the way back in the studio.
He's in the kitchen area of the studio.
I think we finally know who Kirk's going to be.
That dude.
No, not that dude. It's not going to be Mike Vogel, I don't think.
It isn't.
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, that's good news.
It's going to be Chris Pine.
Oh, Chris Pine.
I don't know who he is.
Who the hell's Chris Pine?
I have no clue.
Fantastic. We need you in the studio.
This is where my geek is lacking.
Could you please look up for us, Fantastic, what Chris Pine has done? And now, is this an official casting? Or
I believe so.
Is this yet another rumor?
No. I think this is finally some sort of solid casting.
Chris Pine, Fantastic.
The rumor, you know, as far as casting in movies would be concerned, is it looks like that singer... Christina Milian wants to play Wonder Woman in the JLA movie.
Who?
Exactly.
Isn't she a little dark?
And young, I would think, too. And tiny, also. She's not exactly cut in any way, shape, or form.
You know what? I want to play Wonder Woman.
You know, you'd be a good Wonder Woman. Fantastic.
Anything on Chris Pine yet? Fantastic. As you shove sushi in your mouth?
Well, you know, we can do other stories while he's looking it up.
All right, what
That's
else you
normally
got?
Normally how we run this... Run this
is
bit,
it,
this
is
gag.
It?
All right, so Rambo will no longer be called John Rambo.
Okay.
I believe.
Why? Because Rocky Balboa was a bad title, so.
No, see, Rocky Balboa was a good title.
I agree. That's why I thought John Rambo would be a good title, too.
I thought it was perfect, actually. But apparently.
They're not going to kill him.
The rumor is Rambo to Hell and Back will be the title of the Rambo film. It sounds like a bad, crummy
80s cliche.
Yeah, it just sounds terrible.
Like Rambo was. I thought that he was trying to rise above and beyond where he left these characters in the late 80s or early 90s. I thought that was the whole point of getting back in the into these characters, was to lift and separate as breasts the characters from the previous entries of the series.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't his decision to change it. Maybe what studio has that film? Do we
Paramount?
Know? Is it Paramount?
I can't remember.
I don't know. Oh, Lionsgate. I think Lionsgate has it. Well, there you go.
That means somebody else formerly had it.
Had it, right. And Lionsgate picked it up.
Fantastic. Chris Pine, anything?
We don't have much. We have ER, The Guardian,
CSI
Miami.
Oh, whoa, slow down.
Yeah, he was in one episode of ER.
Well, that's enough, sir. He was in ER. That's a respectable position to be in.
1,000 Cranes, you know the episode? He played Levine.
Levine in 1,000 Cranes. What year?
2003.
I think that episode was on today.
How
on
was
the
it?
Repeats. Levine.
Was Levine. He handsome?
I don't know who Levine was.
I don't know. You're the ER guy.
I don't know the...
Well, we have 17 other entries. Do you want me to read them all?
Well, you said Smoking Aces,
well, yeah,
right?
Smoking Aces. That was recent.
Yeah, Smoking Aces, Blind Dating, Just My Luck.
That was that a Lindsay Lohan fiasco?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was.
It might have been.
I missed that one. He was in The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay.
Come on.
And
Hathaway.
There's a couple listing him in Carriers, 2007's Carriers, and post-production for Bottle Shock, Small Town Saturday Night, Star Trek, and White Jazz.
There you go.
So he's nobody.
Exactly. But
except
maybe that's
fact,
good, though.
Except for the fact that he was on ER.
Maybe that's good that he's nobody.
1,000 Cranes. I wonder if that's the...
Really, all of the casting has been kind of obscure so far, and we like that.
No, not really. I don't agree with that at all.
No?
Simon Pegg? That's not obscure.
Well, no, but he's
Carl
not...
Urbane? That's not obscure.
Well, yeah, but they're not
that
huge.
That guy from Harold and Kumar? That's not
They're
obscure.
Not huge. They're not Matt
well,
Damon.
Well, it should have been Matt Damon.
Well, whether it should have been or shouldn't have been, do you understand what I mean by
yeah,
not huge?
Yeah, I understand, but
you know,
I just...
You know, you're not selling this movie just because of the actors that are in it for the most part. Hopefully you're going to be selling the movie because it ends up being a good movie. J.J. Abrams, you know.
What do you care?
I don't really, to be honest with you, but...
You're going to watch it, you know that.
I'm sure that I will.
Original series.
All right. Well, that was like 2 summers ago I was supposed to watch that. I think before I got married I was supposed to watch that.
Well, now that you're married...
I'm a changed man.
You got Hopefully. Married?
Were you absent that day? You were at the wedding. At his
it
website...
Open bar, remember?
At his website... Scud the Disposable Assassin creator Rob Schrab has shown us the cover for Scud 21. And for those of you that don't know, it's been a long effing time since issue 20.
How long? A couple of years? 5 years?
No,
years?
Longer than that, I think. Longer than that, I think.
Well, no, 2001, 2002, no?
I don't think so. I think it was before that. Even so, whatever it's been a long-ass time. Because he's been off writing and producing television. He is the, I believe, the executive producer, the operating producer of the Sarah Silverman program.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that said, he is going to conclude the Scud the Disposable Assassin story, which...
Thank God.
Well, not thank God, because that means it's over, and that kind of sucks.
Yeah, but at least we'll have it.
Well, that's true. The 4 remaining issues, the first of which will come out in January, is issue 21, Return of the Overused Muse, followed in March by number 22, Challenge of the Overused Muse, which will feature a cover by Jim Mahfood.
Ooh.
I hate that name.
But I like that artist.
Issue 23 will follow in April 2008, Retaliation of the Overused Muse, with a cover by David Hartman. And finally, issue 24 will feature a cover by Doug Teneppel, May 2008, Death of the Overused Muse, and that will be the end of the series. And then, Right after Scud, the Disposable Assassin number 24 comes out, the complete series, all 24 issues, will be released in one volume.
Now, I'm very excited for that because I've missed most of the original individual issues. So
right,
I'll
and
be...
they've all been traded up till now too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, but I'll be excited to pick up the complete.
The cover you're probably looking at, if you're looking at your iPod right now, if you're watching or listening to us on your iPod, or you can go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com, click the Alpha Graphics link, fill out the information, you can win an iPod Shuffle, and then you can go to the photo gallery for episode 79, and you can see the Ashley Wood cover for Scud the Disposable Assassin 21. I am really excited about this.
I'm pretty excited about Ashley Wood doing a cover for that.
It's awesome, too. Did you see it?
Well, Ashley Wood is really good at the robot.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So, you know, she did that whole Pop-Bot series, so...
She... It's a dude.
He, she, whatever. I assumed Ashley. Unless it was Ash, I would assume it's a she.
I think it's a dude.
That's fine. I've never met her or seen her. I've only seen the work.
I think it's a dude.
That's fine.
Sure, it's a dude. Whomever it is has done the cover. It's a beautiful cover. The book's going to be great. Look, if you have never checked out Scud the Disposable Assassin, it is... by and large, one of the best indie properties ever, and I can't wait to see how he's going to wrap up this story. A, and B, I'm kind of pissed off that he's wrapping it up. I don't think... it's a story that could definitely go on. I'm wondering why he's choosing to do this.
I don't know.
I'm sad.
Well, Roderick Eric Davis has been arrested and charged with receiving stolen property in connection with the theft of computers and photos from the upcoming fourth Indiana Jones film, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Fantastic. You made sure that we had no culpability in that, right?
Apparently,
you got it, Roderick.
What happened?
I'm just saying. Nothing. It's nothing you need to know.
All right. Well, apparently this dude stole some budget proofs, some photos... some files, and was trying to sell them to entertainment magazines and entertainment websites, and he was busted. So,
stupid.
So, be this a lesson to you, don't steal shit from the new indie movie.
Does this say anything about his punishment?
No, but I hope that it's, they send him to the Temple of Doom.
Oh, good one.
Wow. Holy crap. That was awful.
Kind of like you. What else do you have?
Alex Ross and Jim Kruger, hot off of their Justice series for DC, have found some old characters from the 40s whose licenses have slipped into the public realm, and they've picked them up and are now blasting forward in a new book called Superpowers.
Now, are we sure that Todd McFarlane doesn't own the licensees to these characters and we just don't know it?
Look, I'm sure at some point Todd will come forward and say that he owns the license on these characters. Just cause.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure and get that out of the way.
You never know, though. I mean, these are some old, old characters. The Black Terror, the Green Llama, the original Daredevil, now known as Devil, Pyroman, the Owl. I mean, these are some old-ass characters. From the 40s.
And these were DC characters?
No, they were kind of...
They were nobody characters? They were Golden Key
yeah,
or whatever
you know,
it was?
Like some weird independent stuff. Flame, Samson. You know, they've been completely kind of overlooked as the years have gone
right.
by. They probably had some aspect in common with other more popular characters, which kind of took over.
Right.
And, you know... Well, now Alex Ross and Jim Kruger, at the behest of Nick Barucci from Dynamite Entertainment, are going to be bringing forth this book. And Alex will do some art, as well as Steven Sadowski will be doing a lot of the interior art as well. Jim Kruger, of course, our friend.
Our pal.
Will be writing, plotting, and so on and so forth. Alex will be doing some... story work as well. It's just another great collaboration, this time with characters... that are not really known to us.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Well, that's good. I mean, always nice to see Alex Ross do something new. It's always nice to see him do characters that he hasn't tackled before, because as much as I love his stuff, you know,
right,
it's always refreshing to see him just do somebody different than Superman and Batman and
right.
stuff like that. So, very exciting. And good for Dynamite. Dynamite, you said, right? I'm sorry?
Dynamite Entertainment.
Yeah, good for Dynamite, man. They've been picking up some halfway decent stuff. You know, that's good for an independent company like that.
So Superpowers number 0 will be $1, and it'll come from Dynamite Entertainment in late December, with the first issue of the ongoing series coming in January.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about television now, sir.
Yes, I have a television.
You have a television?
I have one, too.
This may interest me.
Well, it may interest you if it's an analog television, perhaps, because I heard today that Best Buy, effective immediately, I think, is stopping selling analog televisions, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they're preparing for, what, the big 2009 cutoff, right?
Yeah, I thought it was 2010, but it could be
2009. No. I think 2009 is when they're going to start broadcasting in digital. Between 2009 and 2012 is when you'll be able to use an analog television with one of those special converter boxes. And then I think after 2012, it'll even the converter boxes won't work. You'll just have to have some sort of high-definition digital television. So.
Cool, I guess.
But that's all not right. what I wanted to talk about, but that was good to get out there. We might as well share with the people in case they didn't
that's know. Kind of that's kind of putting the pressure on people to, you know, update their shit.
Well, I think they kind of have to put the pressure on people to update their shit.
I hope they have LCDs bigger than 67 inches by then.
That's they already
years.
Do.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay $20,000 for it.
I'm sorry.
I'll wait 3 more years until it's affordable.
That's not their problem. That's your problem.
I like my DLP. But I've told you this story. I don't know if I've told it on the show or not, but I went and I bought my mom a TV.
Right.
My mom needed a new TV, and I said, well, here, let's get this LCD one. It looks nice. I brought it home and set it up for her, and I just started cursing. She goes, what's your problem? And I said, nothing. The picture looks better on your TV than mine.
LCD is nice, sir.
That pissed me off.
Well, there you go. You have to wait now. Be patient.
I can't go smaller. 67 inches. I can't go smaller than that.
If you go any bigger, you're going to need a bigger house.
It doesn't have to be bigger, per se, but it's got to be at least the same size.
At least the same size?
Yeah. And if I went to 70 inches, it wouldn't be that much bigger, would it?
I don't know. What? How big is that thing now?
67 inches.
Well, so it's not too much bigger.
That's what I'm saying. If it was a 70-inch LCD, that would be fine.
But as interesting as all of that is, I'd like to talk about a couple of TV shows. Perhaps that pertain to this show in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
All right, let's start off with just a quick little snippet about Heroes Origins. In a recent interview with Kevin Smith that he did with Wizard Magazine, they asked him a little bit about his episode and how he was doing with it. And he said that the story has been broad-stroked and they signed off on it, so now it's just about writing it. So I guess he's in the early stages of it,
I guess.
But when they asked us what power he would give his superhero, and this is the part that it's the part that I found interesting. He said, it's the one that every comic book fan is very familiar with, but one that I consider to be the lamest of all superpowers. And that's it.
Flying or invisibility?
I was going to say super strength.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
Flying's kind of cool. Invisibility's kind of meh. But super strength, they haven't really had it on the show too much yet. A little bit here and there. They've kind of toyed with it, but it's more telekinesis, I think, right? It's not actual super strength. And I don't know. That seems kind of lame.
Somehow I think you guys are just way off.
Okay. What do you think it is?
I don't know what it is, but I think that's just his way of toying, and it's going to be something obscure.
It's going to be X-ray vision.
Well, the classic argument has always been flying. Would you rather have flying or invisibility?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I wonder if it's one of those.
But does he consider those lame? Therein lies the question.
It's hard to tell with Kevin. Sometimes you're talking to him and he's like, that's lame. And you're like, seriously, you think that's lame? Like that kind of thing?
Right.
It's not lame if you can fly or if you're invisible.
Not well, at all. I mean, let's be honest here. Superman can fly and is super strength, and I consider him lame. So
well, there you go.
And he has Ray.
I don't think he's lame, though, because of his flight. I think he's just lame because he's lame. It really just sums it up right there. All right. Why don't we move on?
Okay.
No.
In our big television segment in episode 78, we talked a little bit about the shows that are currently on the air that pertain to this show, but we also mentioned one that we knew was coming out, but we didn't know when, and that would be the Sarah Connor Chronicles. And we were kind of like, when is that happening? It's not out now. Is it a mid-season replacement? Is it in the fall?
Coming
blah, blah,
Lost.
Blah. Yeah. January 14th.
Ah.
At 8 p.m. on Fox.
Oh, it's on Fox.
So there you go.
That's my birthday.
Aw. Well, happy early birthday, I guess. So there it is. So Sarah Connor Chronicles, January 14th. So now we have that to look forward to in a couple of months.
You know, we should say thanks to Scotty Schwartz and Anthony from the Opie and Anthony Show for stopping by to hang out with us on episode 78.
That was charming.
Third time's the charm.
Right.
And being a part of that segment. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Although Scotty apparently watches no television outside of, like, Sopranos and Cavemen.
But he actually sent me a message afterwards that said that based on the conversation that we had about the TV shows, that he's going to check some of them out.
Good. So, I hope he does, and then I hope he reports back to us and lets us know what he thinks. That'd be nice to know. All right, let's talk a little bit about Supernatural. Now, I've never seen an episode of Supernatural.
Okay,
I hear it's pretty good. I know that the DVDs sell pretty well. I think season 2 just came out recently, a couple weeks ago. But I've never actually seen an episode of it.
It's like spooky 90210.
But, and this might interest you in some way, shape, or form, Big Kev, Jason Voorhees is going to make an appearance on an episode of Supernatural.
No.
Yes.
In what way?
He shows up in episode 10 of the new season. They've cleared the rights to have the character. And that's it. They say, we have a twist on it, so it's not really Jason out there, but we found an interesting way to bring him in so Sam and Dean, who are, I guess, the main characters on the show, fight Jason from Friday the 13th.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing he's going to look full out Jason.
Well, let me tell you what. We will watch that episode of Supernatural.
Okay.
And when we will report on exactly how lame their attempt to do Jason is.
How much do you want to bet it's a movie come to life?
You think that's really something stupid like that?
Like, not like thousands of dollars, but maybe like dozens.
Yeah,
like $2 dozen.
Like someone is filming the next Jason film, which I hear they're remaking, by the way.
The original, that's what I heard.
No, no, like they're watching it on TV
or
at the movie
life.
Theater and it comes to life. I don't know.
Well, that's certainly a premise that I could see. I mean, I don't know how Supernatural works and what exactly on the show is considered to be supernatural, but sounds like it certainly could work, at least as far as
could work.
The story goes. I don't know if it'll be any good, but it's there.
It stinks.
Hey, we'll gladly give a review of that episode of Supernatural. That will actually get me to watch that episode of Supernatural. What's that on, the CW?
Yes. I don't even know.
Okay.
I've never seen an episode. CW seems about right, though. So, that's it. That's all I have.
Fantastic. Anything?
No. I think I still need to get a piece of pizza, though.
Ooh.
Good.
I like pizza.
Sushi and pizza.
That's a charming combination.
Technicolor vomit you're going to have later.
Especially with this yellowtail. I'm not so sure about it.
Ooh, I like yellowtail, too. That's a shame.
Well, while Fantastic checks his stomach and sees if pizza's an appropriate course of action, we will take a break and we'll be right back. Everyone
around you. Attention Geek Stuff listeners, do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKevsGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the best geek exposure for your advertising dollar. Advertising spaces. No one learned from your mistakes.
We let our profits go to waste. All that's left in any case is advertising space.
Warrior! come out to play. Warrior, come out to play.
This is Irwin Keyes, the bad cop from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Roger Hill from the Warriors.
This is Apache Ramos from the Orphans.
This is Cold Cheese David Harris from the Warriors.
This is Brian Tyler, a.k.a. Snow, from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Terry Micus Vermin from the Warriors.
This is Thomas G. Waits, the Fox, from the Warriors.
This is Deborah Van Valkenburg from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Michael Beck from the Warriors.
This is Dorsey Wright from the Warriors, and you're listening to Big Cavs Geek Stuff.
Can you dig it?
Everybody calls you Rush Rush.
No one calls me.
Everybody.
All right.
You have like 8 nicknames.
Come on.
OG, Rush Rush are but 2.
The rest we can't say on this show.
We can, well, we could. It just might change the dynamic of the listenership, that's all.
You can't get more than explicit on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. You start calling them names, we'll get more than explicit. We'll get booted.
All right. So what do we have now? This is an interview, right?
Right. We've been saving this interview for a while, and now that the film is playing in your... Well, it's with Ridley Scott.
Right.
The director of Blade Runner, amongst many other films.
Right.
And the reason that we've been saving this interview is because now that Blade Runner is on the big screen in selected cities, the final cut...
Right, for another couple weeks, I think.
I think it's only like 2 more weeks,
right.
I think. Something like that. Whatever it is, it's a limited engagement, and then, of course, they'll be releasing it on DVD. So we went in, we found this interview that we haven't used from Comic-Con this year. Me and Ridley Scott talking about, I don't know where you were off, doing something with Harry Potter. And we sat down and we talked about this version of Blade Runner, this final version, final cut.
The final
directors.
Cut is what they're calling it.
Right.
So.
And here it is.
I'm here at Comic-Con with Ridley Scott. How are you, Mr. Scott?
How are you?
Good. 25 years of trying to get this picture to be the way that you wanted it to be. How happy are you?
Delighted. 25 years, I thought was pretty good at the time when it was came out, and it didn't really play except to a minority, you know, of diehards. And then gradually it grew through, I think, and I was just talking about MTV, saying I think MTV was kind of largely responsible for a growing awareness of a certain kind of audience, i.e. kids, 16, 17, 18 kids, who would actually look at rock videos that were clearly influenced by Blade Runner. So that's when I realized that, what was that, 1980, what year would that be, 85?
Right, 84, 85.
Starting to kick in, they were starting to pay attention. And I just... gradually was bemused to see the groundswell on it to where then Warner's decided last year, they said they want to do this. And I said, that's cool, I'll do it. And, you know, because at the end of the day, it is about a certain kind of legacy. So it does matter, actually.
Does it, in 25 years, and then they ask you to come back and they ask you to cut the film again, do you have different feelings about subject matter and so forth that's in the film that you feel like you cut differently based on the fact that it's now 25 years later?
No, you check it. What I first of all did was, because I hadn't seen it for a bit. I hadn't seen it for about 12 years, maybe longer. And, you know, in a certain point, you try to avoid it. And I'd see it on the shelf, even if it was a digital piece. Think, no. Just leave well alone, really. And then when they said, we want to do this, I said, well, what I want to do is I want to print, good print. I would love to run it in a big theater. Warner's got a great theater there. Good sound. Let's see it. So I sat there with turned up with a pad and a little light pencil with a view to making notes. And at the end of it, I was really quite surprised how well it held itself together. And so I said, let's go, you know. you want to make any changes? Yeah, I'd like to get rid of this, get rid of that, do that, shrink it. But I think a lot of the stuff, I think, is actually the takes that might have been, or little sequences that might have been in, were taken out for a reason. It's very interesting to put it on a disc, because you can, you know, I think audiences have got so much today into, and got it behind the scenes, into what used to be called and constitute the magic of making movies. Everyone, their mother knows how to do it, so they want to get in there. So I think that disc is one of the most interesting discs where you're seeing, that didn't go in, that, oh, I would have put that in. So you can start a discussion saying, you should have put it in, right?
Well, thanks so much, Ridley, for your time.
Good, thank you.
And that was Ridley Scott. Now, he says a lot about the film and the process and 25 years. And
getting to do it the way he wanted to, his vision.
Exactly. So it's exciting. You should check it out. I think we may have a couple more interviews about this with various people in the film. I'm going to see if I can cobble a couple of those together for next week.
Oh, well, there you go.
And maybe we can do as much as we can to promote Blade Runner. Considered by many, including myself, one of the finest science fiction movies ever made.
Oh, sure.
And this version, of course, even steps that up a level.
The ultimate version, if you will.
Right. And with that, we'll be right back after this. Oh, God, another spot? I'm tired of doing these. Why don't we let Fantastic do this one?
Go ahead, Fantastic. It's all you.
I get to do this one?
All you, baby.
All right, here we go. Super Hollywood style.
You want comic books? We got comic books. Come to Time Warp Comics and Games, 555 Pompton Avenue, Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
That's it?
I need some more info.
They have games. They have toys.
Visit them on the web at timewarpcomics.com. Is that the URL?
Why don't you look it up?
Where?
You're at the computer. Why don't you look it up?
Give me something else to say.
The URL? The phone number?
The phone number?
Yeah.
973? What's the phone number?
Pull the fucking URL! Pull the fucking page up!
973-857-9788. And for those of you still living in 1988, you can send them a fax at 973-857-2009.
You can't put that in a commercial?
Well, what if they want to fax
their
order?
You're insulting them. They're a sponsor of the show. You can't insult them and say that their technology's outdated.
Wait, I'm gonna read this list that's here.
Okay, go ahead.
Comics, collectibles, collectible card games, tabletop games, toys, action figures, manga.
Yo, you gotta respond at least.
What am I supposed to say? This is our fault. We are to blame for this. We let him do this.
Why don't you write a script? You know, a script.
I'm Buddhist. I don't believe in scripts.
What the hell am I gonna make out of that mess?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to talk to you for a moment. If you're in the New Jersey area and you'd like to purchase comics, collectibles, card games, toys, action figures, manga, or other geek paraphernalia, visit Time Warp Comics and Games, 555 Pompton Avenue, Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Give them a call at 973-857-9788, or visit them on the web at timewarpcomics.com. When she walks, she's like a samba that's...
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man.
And we are back. What?
I'm not.
You always complain that you ever do everything.
I know. I was
do it and you start doing it.
I was going to do it this time. I was volunteering my services.
Go ahead.
No. You've already started. We've already started.
All right. Fantastic. We get it. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 79.
Recovery.
A quick one.
Oh, right.
Just a couple of quick toy incoming toy bits, if you will, mister. Coming out this week was the, God willing, final piece in Marvel Select's zombie series. It's Zombie Hulk.
Right.
And he's a pretty big fella.
Sure, it's a nice figure.
It's a nice figure. The sculpting is nice. He's got some good articulation. Not great. It's not Marvel Legends scale articulation, but it's good for what it is.
Sure.
Comes with the final piece of the interlocking base where they've torn up the Silver Surfer. This has his head on it.
Right. I'd actually kind of like to see the bases put together and see what it looks like.
Would you?
I would. Should do that at some point. You know, for ourselves.
And like we said, he's a great sculpt. He's got great articulation. This kind of thankfully rounds out the series because I don't know that there's any plans to do any more. I don't understand why they didn't do Wolverine because apparently everybody wants the Wolverine Fantastic something.
I heard on the last episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff live on XM Satellite Radio, Channel 202, The Virus, that people love zombies.
They do love zombies.
Well, they are not me.
The callers called in and praised the zombies and tried to convince me, and I'm still reading it. I haven't given up, listeners, so there you go. Be happy. Be proud. You have still made some sort of impact on my reading habits. But
well, we should say that Marvel Zombies 2 number 1 came out this week.
Very exciting.
It is, I guess.
If you're a zombie fan.
I'm not at all.
You know, the Wolverine piece is actually coming out in statue form. I don't know if they're going to do a figure of it, but
well,
there definitely
done,
is a statue of
right,
it.
Right, they've done Spider-Man in statue form. And,
Spider-Man and Mary Jane,
right.
Yes.
I think they did a solo Spider-Man one also.
Did they?
I don't know, but I think so. And I'm not saying we can't see more zombie figures. I'm just hoping that, like I said on that show, Fantastic, I hope that this is a fad that will go away, is what I'm hoping.
I know you feel that way, but some people don't. And I guess we have to acknowledge that and recognize it like we've been doing. But again, the character design is kind of nice. I still don't get the entire zombie concept, although I am reading it, and I am still trying to give it a try. I haven't gotten to the Army of Darkness issues yet, but those are the ones I'm really interested in. So there it is. Marvel Zombies, Diamond Select.
It's about a $20. I think he's about $20 retail.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
And, you know, he'll look nice displayed with Colonel America and
Spider-Man.
Zombie Spider-Man, I guess. The bases interlock, as we've said, and a torn-apart Silver Surfer appears on them. So, yeah, there it is. That's, I guess, maybe, hopefully, that will be the final word on the Marvel zombie action figures. I hope it will.
I hold here before me the Star Wars Djarik Hollow Chest set from Sideshow Collectibles. This is a 1/6 scale.
So it's in scale with their 12-inch line.
With the 12-inch line, correct?
Right.
Hollow Chest set that you saw on the Millennium Falcon in, was that Empire or was it New Hope?
It was New Hope.
It was New Hope, right? Chewie playing R2. No, it wasn't Chewie playing R2, was it? It was Chewie playing
R2.
No, R2? Yeah, R2.
Matt, Star Wars 12 is coming out soon.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he bought it.
Anyway, it was Chewie playing R2. This is the Hollow Chest set. It's really a nice piece. I like it. I think it's kind of cool. It comes with 8 miniatures, miniature chess pieces.
Which is odd because there's 10 spaces in the package.
Right. Now, if I were a gambling man and a guessing man, I would say that the exclusive version of this set has probably the other two pieces.
Fantastic. Maybe you could look that up at SideshowToy.com and see if that, in fact, is the case.
Sideshow is a...
I would, but I must confess, when you went in the other room, I opened the box and I took 2 of them.
That ain't funny.
No, you didn't. Go look it up.
Well, Sideshow is known for including extra accessories with their exclusives. Normally, that's what it is.
It's the first so many of a line
right.
that they do as the exclusive, where they usually put an extra piece or an extra element into the piece or the character to kind of make it a little more special. It's a practice that I don't necessarily agree with because I think the pieces, by and large, are great on their own. And I think if it's an important accessory to a character, that it should be in there anyway.
Sure.
That's just what I think.
Well, it's a nice piece from Sideshow. It rounds out your Star Wars collection. I think it would have been nicer to have it in the quarter scale to match up with the quarter scale figures, but I guess it dynamically it works better with the 12-inch figures.
Well, you couldn't have anybody pose with it because you don't really pose the quarter scales.
No, you don't, but... You,
like Chewie sitting?
Yeah, but they haven't done a 12-inch Chewie. Not that they've done a quarter scale Chewie, but...
That's true.
And they haven't done a quarter scale R2 either.
That's true also.
So there you go. Hmm. Needless to say, it's a nice piece from Sideshow. You should check it out, SideshowToy.com, for more information on this Star Wars piece and the rest of their lineup. They have a lot of nice Star Wars toys, Buffy, Marvel, etc.
Lots so of stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
Quarter scale speeder bike.
It's pretty, sir. Every time I look at it, I'm like, God damn, that thing is pretty.
That'll be in the studio.
Eventually?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're praying? Fingers crossed?
Oh, yeah.
Fingers crossed?
Well, I'm getting one, sir. There's no question.
All right. I have one more thing that I want to talk about in this product segment portion of our show tonight, episode 79. What's it called?
I think it's a quick one.
A quick one? Recovery, whatever you want to call it.
I think it's a quick one.
On the last episode of the show, we talked about the new WizKids Pirates Constructible Card Game expansion, the next expansion to come out, which is the actual Pirates of the Caribbean line. They've acquired the rights to produce characters and ships based on the very popular trilogy of films. And the first piece in that line was a giveaway that WizKids have. And we were fortunate enough to get our hands on a bunch of these. These would be
thanks to WizKids. They sent them to us.
They did. They sent them to us to pass on to you, the Geek Stuff listeners. So we have a couple of these Flying Dutchmen left. So if you shoot me an email, geekstuffog@gmail.com, I got 10 of these left to give away. So the first 10 people.
And I think we're going to be giving more stuff away from WizKids, too, as we seemingly repair our relationship with them.
Excellent.
And I'm very excited. This is a different expansion. It's stuff that everyone's familiar with from the movies, and it should be very exciting.
And
we are
actually,
very into this Pirates game.
We are, and this expansion should be hitting stores next week, I think, or 2 weeks from now.
I believe it's been delayed, sir.
Oh, has it been delayed?
I believe so.
Oh, I thought I had recently read that it was actually next week, but maybe it's been pushed back.
I believe it's been delayed, sir.
Well, either way, the Flying Dutchman is still an exclusive,
right,
and you can get yours here. Remember, shoot me an email, geekstuffog@gmail.com. First 10 listeners to shoot me an email, because I have 10 left.
There you go. And with that, we'll be right back with the wrap-up. Halloween is fast approaching. You might want to give your loved one or special friend an excellent Halloween gift.
What would that excellent Halloween gift be, Kev?
Well, one gift you might consider would be a Teddy Scare collectible bear. These gruesome teddy bears are not the run-of-the-mill teddy bears that you're used to, Matt.
Can't get these teddy bears from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
That's right. You have to go to teddyscares.com.
Where you can pick up Series 2 of the Teddy Scares now. What are some of those bears, Kev?
Mundy Drudge, Maisie Podge, Sheldon Grog, Eli Retch, and Granger Evermore.
Each 12-inch bear is available now for $28.99.
And each bear comes in its own collectible window packaging.
Not to mention, you can now get your favorite bear in mini form.
That's right. The Morgue Minis are only $10.99.
You can pick up all of these bears at www.teddyscares.com.
And don't forget to check out their Barely Alive Collectors Club.
That's teddyscares.com.
We're the Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Fred Decker, director of the Monster Squad.
This is Duncan Regier, Dracula from Monster Squad.
This is Tom Noonan, plays Frankenstein in Monster Squad.
This is Tom Woodruff, Gillman from Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Andre Gower, Sean Crenshaw from the Monster Squad.
This is Ashley Bank, Phoebe from Monster Squad.
This is Ryan Lambert, I'm Rudy from the Monster Squad, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Wolfman's
God, Nart!
From the mouth of babes comes dynamite. The Monster Squad's gonna groove tonight. First came Dracula, now the Wolfman too. The mummy and the gummer swimming in the pool.
And we're back on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode
79. Almost 80.
Almost 80.
Not quite 80.
I still think a quick one is better. That's just what I think.
Fantastic. Do you have something? You look like you have something.
No. Well, there are 10 pieces in the exclusive sideshow Star Wars chess set. And there's also an expansion set out.
That includes what? Another set of...
A whole bunch of monsters with unpronounceable names.
Nice. So there you go.
So there were supposed to be 10 in that box and we only got 8?
No, this is not the exclusive version.
Oh.
This is the regular version.
Oh.
The exclusive version has 10, and then there's an expansion set of additional pieces.
As my friend Big Kev would say, you got the shit version.
I don't think there is a shit version. I think that's a very good version.
A fine version, sir.
What did we talk about on episode 79?
Unfortunately, we talked about Rambo to Hell and Back. But fortunately, we talked about Carl Urban taking on the role of Dr. McCoy and Chris Pine taking on the role of James T. Kirk in the upcoming Star Trek film by J.J. Abrams.
Good.
Trek, Matt.
It's Trek. Stop screwing them up.
No, trains go on a track. The Enterprise goes on a trek.
Thank you. Scud the Disposable Assassin creator Rob Schreb has announced the final 4 issues of the Scud the Disposable Assassin comic, years and years and years since issue 20. Issue 21 will come out in December with a cover by Ashley Wood, in January. And then 22, 23, 24 to follow, March, April, and May. And I'm very excited and very saddened by that news.
Well, I'm excited. It'll be nice to wrap up the story. I know that you're sad that it might be the end, but who knows? Maybe something new will be on the horizon.
Maybe.
In television news, we talked about
in television tonight.
We did.
By Mattel.
Kevin Smith's hero, his powers might be lame. The Sarah Connor Chronicles will be out Monday, January 14th at 8 p.m. And Jason Voorhees will be making a cameo appearance in episode 10 of this season's Supernatural.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Alex Ross and Jim Kruger will bring us Superpowers, a bunch of 40s era characters that have kind of went by the wayside, and they're bringing them back, and some sort of Alex Ross, Jim Krugery formatty kind of story.
It's a good combination, Ross and Kruger.
Looks very exciting. I can't lie to you.
In the second segment of tonight's show, we had an interview with one Mr. Go ahead, you were going to say.
You know his name?
Ridley Scott.
That's correct.
With one Mr. Ridley Scott about Blade Runner, the final cut. You could still catch that in some theaters, select theaters. And then I believe next month you'll have the DVD for sale in a store near you.
I'm sorry, Matt, but I believe that it's Ridley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ridley.
I don't think it's Ridley. Fantastic.
After our fun interview with Mr. Ridley Scott, we then talked about some action figures or some collectibles like we like to do on this show. Zombie Hulk from Diamond Select. Again, we don't entirely get the zombie thing, but I do appreciate the character design. The figure is pretty nice. You should check it out. Big Kev is beating up the Hulk figure for some unknown reason.
You know what I'm doing? I'm just slapping his face to so it goes to one side, and then I'm slowly turning it back. Like I really could do no damage to the Hulk.
Well, you could do no damage to the Hulk.
The bases connect, and they show a slaughtered Silver Surfer on them. It's kind of a bonus fourth figure, if you look at it that way, in the series. Colonel America, Zombie Spider-Man, and now Zombie Hulk.
We also talked about Sideshow Collectibles, Djarik Hollow Chest Set. You can get that at SideshowToy.com. I don't know if they still have the regular version or the exclusive version left, but you can check it out. If not, you can always find it, I'm sure, online somewhere, perhaps at a convention near you. We have 10 more of those Flying Dutchman, Whiz Kids, Pirates of the Caribbean, Constructible Card Game sets to give away. So shoot me an email at geekstuffog@gmail.com. First 10 listeners to shoot me an email, you'll be eligible to get that. If you're already getting one from me, let somebody else have one, will
you? We also should tell our listeners you want to go over immediately to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Click on that Alpha Graphics banner you see at the top. Fill out the information and enter our iPod Shuffle giveaway. We are going to continue to give away iPod Shuffles. The next one will be, the cutoff day will be 2 weeks, 14 days from the posting date of this episode, episode 79, a quick one. And all the names collected up until then, including people who did it on XM already, and people who enter between now and then will be eligible for the next giveaway.
So there you go.
That's very exciting. Alpha Graphics of Montclair. Did I tell you they do large format printing?
You did. WePrintFast.com?
WePrintFast.com. You can check out business cards, letterhead, any kind of printing you need done anywhere that you are. They will do it for you. They will send it to you. They will make you very happy with your printing needs.
Don't forget to check out the newly designed, fancy and shiny, BigKevsGeekStuff.com. If you haven't already done so, register there so you can, post and comment on our episode posts and blogs each day. You can check out the chat room and some other features on the site. And I think that's about it. I think that's going to wrap up this episode. We will be back, presumably in a week. Have fun, y'all.
Have fun, y'all.
I don't know. Did you have something fantastic? Do you have anything for us?
I got something. Don't forget to tune in live November 17th on XM Satellite Radio Channel 202 to listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Crawling up my wall, black and teddy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Comes onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door.